The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to all. It is Wednesday, hump day, January 18, 2023. 7:01 a.m. Central Time, which is where we're broadcasting from. That probably won't change. But, you know, the thing is we've got a lot to talk about today. We're good to Curtis Bowers and Dr. Michael Rechtenwald will be joining us in the next hour. But we've got news and open lines right now for those of you listening to us on Rents Radio and Shortwave 7.490. Well, it's live. It's not pre-recorded. That means that if you have something to add to what we're talking about, 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call in and contribute to that. And, of course, we have a thing going on here. 10% off for the rest of the week on anything we mentioned in today's news. Anything we talk about. Did you hear that? Anything. You can find out at thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829 and say, "Hey, I heard Dave say." You could do that. And any voice you want. If you want to call up, sound like this, and you can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Shwabada Kebab. Yeah, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Davos this morning. Oh, they're starting up now. Yeah, it's happening now. All the Davos people are getting together to decide what's to become of the rest of us. Yeah, we're not when they're not doing that, you know, lame-o in the White House is, spouting off. And there's a couple of things I want to mention about what he did in his Martin Luther King speech we didn't get to yesterday. Oh, my. I have never seen an insane president before in my life, but we definitely have one serving now. He claims to be serving. Yeah, I know. You're all thinking, he's not my president. Hey, that's okay. That's okay. Think that. It's good. It's good for you. Just remember, you are his enemy as far as he's concerned. We'll be talking a little bit about that in this segment as well. But the 10% off thing I was talking to you about at the Power Mall, which is how we stay alive here, is Miracle 2 and Transdermal Minerals products, which is the magnesium oil and prill beads. 10% off iComplex CS formulated by Robert Abel, Dr. Robert. Dr. Bob was on the show with us here. And you see, this contains bromelain and acetylcysteine, which is what we have an article. It's really funny how all of a sudden we talk about something and next thing you know, Brighteon is posting it. And they're talking all about licorice root and all this other good stuff, right? And the thing is, this is Dr. Brian Artis that's talking about licorice root. But on Mike Adams' thing on Brighteon was talking about bromelain and N-acetylcysteine, which is NAC, which the iComplex CS has in it. Now, don't think that this isn't good for everything or anything but your eyes. It's good for a lot of other things, especially if it's got the ingredients you need. And for those of you who want to complement the iComplex CS and not take a ton of pills, you might want to consider Paratrex to help get rid of the parasite, because that's what this is. COVID is a parasite. So iComplex CS and Paratrex should be on your radar this morning. I know some of you were calling yesterday. I heard it through the grapevine. I heard it that you were calling asking questions about, ivermectin. And we have a lot of people still blowing up my inbox on support at the Power Mall or thepowerhour.com. Here's the thing. We have this stuff in stock. It's called Paratrex. Does the same thing, and you keep us on the air. So I just talked about a bunch of different things. But the iComplex CS has the bromelain and stuff, and this is what Mike Adams was promoting this yesterday on Brighteon that showed up on our radar this morning after we talked about it yesterday, that the bromelain and the N-acetylcysteine actually disables and knocks out the spike proteins due to COVID. So if you're going to order anything today at the Power Mall, those two things should be on the radar, iComplex CS and Paratrex. That'll kill the parasite. We need to rid our body of it. If you're not using a Rife machine like I do, then you need to look at what we have at the Power Mall and go for that. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle. I just checked my stockpile today. I'm going to need a couple more bottles of OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million. Unbelievable how quickly you use that stuff. I have some right here in my handy little water glass. It's one of these insulated thermal things, if you're watching me. I just took a sip, and I'm getting that OptiVita 10 part per million silver liquid out of the Winter Wellness Bundle. You can add that to it. The Winter Wellness Bundle is two boxes of silver lozenges, a vitamin C, and a vitamin D bottle. That helps you with the immune system. You need immune support right now because of the garbage that's going around. And of course, now, do you know that we are available to answer questions on our website? If you have a product or order and you have questions about it and you don't want to call, you can chat with one of our Power Mall reps by using the chat box feature on thepowermall.com. And of course, if you want to sign up for our newsletter and follow us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more, you can do that. We're on Facebook and Twitter, Power Hour Nation. And, of course, we're on Truth Social as well. And, of course, we appreciate your donations and all of the good things you do because that's what keeps us going. So, you know, when you order from the Power Mall, that helps because we get, you know, our chop, and that helps keep us on the air. And we have a lot of vendors out there on the Partners tab that you can click when you go to thepowerhour.com and click Partners, all those people. They give us money, too, when you buy from them. No, we appreciate that. So now we get into the area of what is to become of our country. See, here's the strange thing about all of this. Open mind now. Open mind. Don't start clamming up on me. I'm not fear-mongering this morning. But we have entities that think that they are better than us. They know more than we, the people, and they want to dictate how we're going to live our lives, where we're going to go, what we're going to do, what we're going to eat, how we're going to spend our money. And see, they go out and write checks, and I'm talking about our Congress and our government. They write checks that its body can't cash. This American government has been in receivership since 1933, and nobody's talking about it. They're bankrupt. Not only are they physically bankrupt and they're writing checks their body can't cash, our government is morally bankrupt. We need a government that functions to do the bidding of we the people, not the other way around. There are only a handful of people in Congress right now that get that. They get the Constitution and they understand what's going on. And I'm not anti-government, so stop calling me that. And just because we have a black supremacist serving in Congress right now, yeah, you heard me, black supremacist. I don't hear any language about that, Sheila Jackson Lee. You're a commie pig, you know that? The whites are now a minority in this country, Sheila Jackson Lee. Would you please wake up? God, what a twit. I'm telling you, you want to talk about racism. Sheila Jackson Lee is a definite, I mean, black supremacy. This is what we're talking about. Anybody that says hate crime speech, if you're white, you should be prosecuted and thrown in jail. You see where our government is going on this? We have hanyaks that have been elected by people who either they stole it, or people who are totally ignorant and uninformed that sit back there and go, yeah, 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 those white boys need to go away. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, you see, this is wrong. White supremacy, think about that. I think the days of the KKK are kind of over. They'd gone underground. You know, we've all been told, basically, you have to hush. You can't say what you think. People will come after you. Oh, whatever. You know, here's the thing, folks. You know, you can't stay in your bubble forever. And, you know, in News of the World, we have this bubble that they want to create for us. And the Brits are now starting to rise up and go, hey, you know what? Bloody hell, we're not going to put up with this being in a 15-minute city. And you're going, 15-minute city? What are they talking about? Well, you see, these 15-minute cities are popping up everywhere. And the World Economic Forum, which is opening up in Davos today, is wildly enthusiastic about them. Last year, it was announced that Paris, France would become a 15-minute city. And now the British city of Oxford is next. We get to hang around Oxford University. You got to love it. The outraged Brits are fighting back. Da-da-da! Yeah, but they're fighting back. How are they doing that? How are they fighting back? Did they go to the guns? Did they get their guns? No, they've taken them all away. Yeah, 15-minute neighborhood. Small 15-minute towns, greener, cleaner, safer. Yeah, they'll do everything but cook your breakfast. Yeah, to further seize control of people's lives, globalists are pushing the false idea these green cities, which make services accessible to residents within 15 minutes of their homes, will save the planet and help all of humanity. Oh, my gosh. What do you mean I bloody well can't go on holiday? What are you talking about? Yeah, you see, this is the thing. Now you can't travel outside your 15-minute zone. That means you can only drive within a 15-minute radius of your home. And that's going to save the planet. Wow. Can you imagine that? This is what they have in store for you. Some people who live way out in the middle of nowhere, sometimes we call it BFE or the boonies. They got 15 minutes to get into town. If they live 25 minutes outside their 15-minute city wall, well, darn. Now we're talking about Divergent again. you remember that series?
Yeah.
That little movie series, Divergent, Allegiant, you know, all this other craziness. But see, they are all quadrant into these. You see how Hollywood does this? They put all this stuff out there, and you start looking at stuff like, oh, District 12. District 12 no longer exists. Now we're in District 13. You know? Remember who the enemy is. Remember all of that good stuff with J-Law? You know, she's out there. They're filming this in North Carolina, by the way, for those of you who don't know about that movie. Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor. Yeah, you got to love that. What favor do you have when you're contained into a 15-minute bubble? Wow. You see the stupidity of all of this? I mean, this is what they're going to do in Davos. This is what they're all these politicians and corporate giants, philanthropists, and all manner of elite monstrosities are gathering for a weekend, and I would love to serve them all some Schwab kebabs. Oh, we got to get some Schwab kebabs. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Let's count them all out here, Klaus. How many? We're going to take a piece of your arm, Klaus, and we're going to make Schwab kebabs out of them. How do you like that? And they can have a taste of their own medicine. Yeah. You are an idiot, Mr. Schwab. And nobody likes you. Nobody likes Harari, your little subordinate, who sits there and say, we will program you. We'll program you. We will change you. They don't like you. See, and we're fighting back. People are getting a little irritated with your Nazi behavior. We don't like being put into a 15-minute concentration camp. Mein Kampf. Yes, you're going to have a struggle, sir. Because we, the people, aren't going to put up with that. You know, you look at all these treaties, there's only so far they can go. And when they run up against that supremacy clause, that's when Congress and we, the people, need to grow a pair. They're called cojones in the other lingo. And, of course, women can't do that, especially Sheila Jackson Lee. She's too busy promoting black supremacy. Yeah, the whites are the minority. Last time I checked, Sheila Jackson Lee, you twit. I can't believe the stupidity of some of these people. And she actually has her constituents buying into this crap. I'm just like, wow, you're a white supremacist and you even think bad things about a minority and you can be punished and thrown in jail. You see where this is going? Freedom of speech. You know, once the freedom of speech is destroyed, that's when the killing starts. That's when we get into a civil war, because Congress people and hate mongers like this woman, who keeps getting reelected for some strange damn reason, she serves the inner city of Houston. And this is what they produce? I mean, it's bad enough Harris County's already got a reckless situation in its prosecutorial arm. These people will go out of their way to commit prosecutorial misconduct. It's been evidenced in the past. They will leave exculpatory evidence out of the evidence pile so that the client, the person that they're prosecuting, gets convicted. And then all of a sudden, oh, we just found out there was evidence there that would have basically exonerated our client, the defense attorney claims. But Harris County hid it. It happened before. It's probably not the only district in the state of Texas is like it, but see, they got a reputation. You shall know them by their fruits, folks. Yep. And wonder about here's all the things that Davos is talking about. Current energy and food crisis in the context of a new system for energy, climate, and nature. Yeah, well, I'll just sit around and smoke pot. How about that? Oh, far out, man. Oh, man, hey, that sounds like a groovy thing, man. Hey, you ate all the bologna, man. Oh, man, I didn't touch it, man. Yeah, somebody ate all the bologna, man. I think most of America's eaten most of the bologna. That's pretty much what this is. It's bologna. The current high inflation, low growth, and high debt economy. Now, what would prompt that? Maybe giving all the money to Ukraine? For what? More biolabs to create more bioweapons to destroy the rest of us? How does that work? Addressing the current industry headwinds. Yo, you mean ESG? Oh, we're going to talk about that today with Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. Yeah, we're going to talk all about ESG. And West Virginia is saying, hey, did you notice Riley Moore has come out of the box now, swinging on Breitbart, swinging in the rain. It's raining some places in the United States today, by the way. That's why I'm wearing my rainy T-shirt. My rainy shirt here, for those of you watching. Saudi Arabia. See, this Green New Deal stuff's got to go away. But see, it all revolves around the petrodollar, and they got to change that. The shift from U.S. to Chinese currency has previously been discussed between Beijing and Riyadh. Oh, you mean the Saudi Arabians are now entertaining all of this? Well, they certainly are. According to Bloomberg, they want to trade in currencies other than the U.S. dollar. Whatever. You think I'm worried about that? No. You see, it's when they come into this country and start saying we're going to a cashless society that all these people that have been using debit cards and credit cards and everything else out there to exist on, because they're either too lazy to work or because they want to subscribe to a universal basic income like former presidential candidate Andrew Yang was promoting. Wow. Let's all sit around on our butts and do nothing and get paid for it. Gee, what a wonderful life. And we'll all live in our 15-minute bubble. You can only go 15 minutes away, and if you live out in the boonies, you're screwed. All right, so whatever. Think about it as you will. A lot of this is pure folly, folks. These people, it's illusion in their own mind. Kind of crazy. And see, you remember yesterday we told you about the 60,000 COVID-19 related deaths in the first 5 weeks after the zero COVID policy in December of last year? Experts are starting to doubt that figure. They think it's much higher. See, China is really trying to kill off a lot of its population because they got too many people to feed. They've got their own little economic crisis. The whole thing, their economy, I'm talking about here in China, is falling apart. They got to do something to fix it. And the only way to do that, they think, is to terminate the lives of millions and millions of people. And they could do that because they've got a virus. They've got a bioweapon that they can use on their own people. And all they got to do is just let all the COVID infected out into the community. They finally figure that out. Look, if we let them all into the community, they'll infect all the people who are healthy and they'll die. And what a great way to save our economy. This is about as stupid as Janet Yellen saying that we can help our economy by women going and having an abortion. You see, these people, once you get them in power, this is what they want. It's what they do. It's like Ursula von der Leyen. Who is Ursula? She's the EU She's with the EU. They're all over there eating shrimp kebabs. Yeah. Yeah, she says that, the globalist leaders, we must praise them for their work in lowering carbon emissions before committing the EU to even further industrial green agenda goals. So you see where this is going, folks? I mean, here we got humpback whales floating up on the shore in New Jersey and New York, and they still want to go ahead and build these wind farms out in the ocean off the coast. Wow. You know, here's a thought. Why don't they just stop building the wind farms long enough to see, in just, you know, a couple of months, just to see whether any more whales float up on shore? In other words, you stop banging around with your sonar because it's driving them crazy and they're swimming toward the shore and you're killing the environment. Oh, they don't care. And then they want to put dynamite inside the whale and blow it up and create pink mist all. Oh, the gulls will eat it. Don't worry. How's that helping the economy and the environment? It's not. You see, God created the food chain. Humpback whales have to eat something. And when humpback whales cease to exist, then other parts of the food chain continue to grow disproportionately. And see, this is what Satan does, controlling the beasts of the earth. And see, it's all man. Man is trying to destroy himself. The way it is. Tim in Michigan, before we proceed to U.S. News, what say you?
I can add a little bit to that. Fukushima and the destruction of those nuclear plants and the amount of radiation that still continues to pour into the Pacific Ocean is the game changer of the world. Now, it's not... From what I've heard, it's not going to do it overnight, but 100, 200, 300 years from now, Fukushima on its own will destroy the planet with the radiation, killing the krill, the small stuff first. When the small stuff disappears, the middle stuff disappears. When the middle food in the food chains, next the whales will be gone. But it starts from the small to the large, and that's what the radiation has done. The salmon counts are way down. Where did all the crabs go? All that stuff. Now, the reason I called was on a Biden conspiracy theory. What would you think if maybe there was Obama was behind the whole thing?
Well, I mean, he had control. I get where you're going with this.
Joe's was the fall guy for everything, for the $1.4 billion to Hunter. All that's going to fall on his lap. Obama cashed in, perhaps, just perhaps, and walks away unscathed.
Yeah, did you watch Tucker Carlson last night accusing Joe Biden of trying to hide the public records of his tax returns after noting some of those returns have disappeared from the president's campaign website? That's what they're trying to do. They want to make sure the big guy, all that money he got paid by China, they want to make sure that the Biden corruption, the family corruption, doesn't manifest itself to the point where they'll laugh him out of Washington. See, nothing is going to change right now because Harris is vice president. That's why it won't change. Everything will stay right where it is until 2024. And Harris will just kind of blow away. We won't have to listen to Venn diagrams and laughter of this buffoon anymore. And see, now you got to wonder, too, as long as you're mentioning this, Tim, you got to wonder, too, about the former CIA officer who signed an open letter attempting to discredit reports about Hunter Biden's laptop ahead of the 2020 election. Now he's admitting most of what was discovered on the laptop is real. Why would the intelligence community now, timing, why would they now be coming out and talking all about this, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Because they always have the Trump card.
Yeah, the Trump card.
They always keep a Trump card in their one up their sleeve just in case you need to be controlled. As long it's collateral damage to them. They don't care one way or another because their plan is going through. And if that plan fails, plan B is right behind it. And chaos keeps everybody. I mean, everybody forgot about what about Anthony Weiner's computer?
Oh, yeah.
We've all forgot. It's Hunter's computer. Hunter's, what about Anthony with those 30,000 emails from Hillary?
And
from what I understand, I mean, hey, have we heard a word out of Hillary since that computer has become public?
Nope.
Of Wiener's? No.
Well,
she has been very, very quiet.
She's been on the libtard channels.
Very quiet woman.
Yeah, she's been on the libtard channels, Tim.
Oh, sure, sure. But the things I heard through the background where the local FBI in New York handled that, and the local police handled that computer, and the people that put eyes on that computer cried, okay? That's what I was told. The images on that computer were horrific, and they may have involved big people. And Hunter's computer, what is on it? Why can't we see it? What about, hey, everybody forget about Epstein, Maxwell, all those girls, all those kids? Not one person? We can't see that list?
Nope.
Top secret.
Top secret? Yeah.
Are they real?
Tim, we got other rope-a-dope. Yeah, we got other rope-a-dopes to worry about. Even though we want to see what's going on, some of the stuff may be so X-rated, it's like child porn, and we're not going to be able to see it. That's the problem. See, they're busting. There's very few people that are getting busted for child porn in government. That's not happening. Very little. I mean, there's a couple of occasional cops are being busted for kiddie porn. But you don't see, I mean, here we got all these pedophiles running around D.C. And I've got to assume, since the Biden administration has opened up a civil rights investigation into schools banning groomer books, I have to assume that the Biden administration supports the LGBTQ. They like it. They like having sex with transgenders. I really think there are people in there that are so perverted, they actually dress up themselves and have sex with transgender people. I really think this administration is so damn corrupt, they're all going to hell. And here's the thing. That's God's judging, Tim. But now you've got a president out there that you really, and I've only got a minute left to go off on this, he's vowed to ban assault weapons.
Go.
You didn't hear about him wanting to ban assault weapons. He said the AR-15 rifles won't help Americans in an armed conflict with the federal government. What kind of moronic, stupid, idiot president, or claims himself or thinks himself as such, shove an ice cream cone in your mouth, you idiot. What in hell is he doing talking about, oh, you're going to have more to worry about taking on the federal government. You need F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. But yet he wants to ban them all? Well, hell, if he goes out and makes stupid comments like this, you got to wonder about the sanity level of a guy who's president of this country and what the rest of the world thinks of him. They all think he's an idiot. Here's the thing. You can go over Saudi Arabia. I mean, this is the thing. Why would you say something like that in a Martin Luther Day King speech? We didn't talk about that yesterday. If you need to worry about taking on the federal government, you need F-15s. Why would he say something like that? Did he just let a cat out of the bag? Do we have more to worry about? The federal government is capable of coming in here and declaring war on its own citizens. That's what this is amounting to.
They're coming for your kids.
Yeah, you've got it. Well, they're coming for everybody, Tim. Kids. We're going to the break now. We'll be back with more news and your commentary after this. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this segment. More news and open lines, 844-769-2944, the number to call if you want to engage the real me. Wow. Yeah, you can watch us streaming on our video platform, too, if you're out there. I know some of you are. This is the thing. We were talking this last break before we went to the break about the president vowing to ban assault weapons. See, the Second Amendment is very, very clear about that. But you see, when you get a moron like him going it, you can take offense to it. People who don't have a brain, who let the cat out of the bag constantly and let their feelings be known, they don't say things like, I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, he said. If you need to worry about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. Is that the preface that we have to go on about why he wants to ban them? Because, you see, the AR-15 would be probably more powerful against a ground assault by any military. Taking on what federal government are we talking about? Yours? The one that you subsidize? The one that you've been shipping all of our money and our guns to Ukraine? You seriously think that these F-15 pilots are going to attack American citizens? Oh, man, you really are a little lame, aren't you? A lot of these pilots, they have trained and they end up going into commercial airlines and they fly. A lot of these guys have military backgrounds. And you gave them the jab and then you send them up in a plane Really? Wow. And see, the actual quote is, "The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Thomas Jefferson wrote that in a 1787 letter to William Stephen Smith, the son-in-law of John Adams. Just so you know. But here again, using a Martin Luther King Jr. Day breakfast to ban assault weapons. And then he makes comments like this about taking on the federal government. You need F-15s. There's a veiled threat here. And now you know why people are stockpiling food, guns, and ammo. Because you have a lunatic in the White House who likes to shove ice cream in his face. I wonder what he's thinking when he's doing that, licking that cone. Huh? What do you think he's thinking, pervert?
Yeah.
That's all I got to do. Ashley in the shower, Joe. Come on. Fess up. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. Ha. Hi, Minnie. Ha. Yeah, I got to do my little Mickey Mouse because that's what we've got. An administration that behaves like a cartoon. Every time he opens his mouth, something slips out. And this is why Deep State and the rest of them, we're going to be talking about that with Curtis Bowers in our next segment. This is why they don't want him in power anymore, because he's too senile to run the country. And everybody in the world knows it. That's why they think this whole thing is a joke. Those stupid Americans over there, Klaus Schwab says, we will change you. We will make you live in a 15-minute bubble. You will know nothing, and you won't be happy. Guarantee. Tim said in the last half hour that they were all coming for our kids. Well, you see, this is what they're doing in the colleges, is they're grooming your children to turn on you, the parents who put them there. And these kids will not understand any of this until they're sitting in a concentration camp on their own, because they've been considered an enemy of the state. Because wait a minute, you just killed my parents. Well, thanks. You just gave us a hot tip that they were anti-government, so we had to take them out. Well, wait a minute. What happens if I start thinking you're anti-government? Are you going to come and take me out? See, they only wake up until it's too late. This is why, parents, you have a responsibility, a duty to educate your kids. It says it in the Bible, too. Teach your child the way he should go, and when he gets older, he won't grow away from it. That's why we have homeschooling going on out there in droves. This is why your community is so important, because this is how you fight back. The Biden administration, we already know, is corrupt. The whole lot of them. We got a dual standard going on. The states, you know, we've got this medical technocracy, which made the pandemic possible. Pandemic was caused by a bioweapon. Half of America, over half of America, two-thirds of America, as a matter of fact. 220 million people bought into that garbage. And they went out and got themselves jabbed. Evidence that the technocratic fear propaganda is working can be seen in a recent poll which found millennials believe 2% of their generation will die from COVID-19. Really? Do you know that those who get the jab, your chances of dying is greater? And I'm not going to base that on a poll. I'm going to base that on experience from a man I knew in Florida. The VA contacted him and says, hey, we got your jabs ready. You could get them for free. Why would they want to take out veterans and military contractors who have already served? Because they're the ones who are sitting at home thinking, our government, I don't know if I can trust them anymore. I know I took an oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution, but our government is just getting a little weird. Maybe I need to open up my critical thinking process, and maybe I need to stockpiling guns and ammo and food, because you just never know what's going to happen. They might come after us, and we might have a house-to-house kick in the front door and go look for everybody's guns like they did in Nazi Germany. And see, this is why people are starting to come out of their little bubble, and they're starting to think, wait a minute, if I just went to the grocery store and there's stuff on the shelves that's not there. Sorry, we're out of this product for the moment. We'll restock it as soon as we can. You ever seen what happens to grocery store shelves in a disaster? They empty out real fast. I remember when I was living back in Austin, Texas, and they had a hurricane at the border there by Aransas Pass and Corpus and all that. You could not find a gallon of milk or a gallon of water anywhere in that store because they took them and shipped them all down to where people needed it. So in other words, they deprived those who regularly depend on the food chain supply to cater to those who are suffering from a disaster. See how things work in this country? Only once something severe happens do they pay attention. And see, this thing about all these mandates that are happening, they're there by design. And Governor Ron DeSantis has announced plans to permanently eliminate COVID-19 mandates in Florida during the upcoming legislation. They are going to ban mask mandates and vaccination requirements, and they're going to make it a law so that anybody, healthcare workers included, that want to speak out and say, hey, this garbage is going on in my hospital, you're going to be entitled to do that. They haven't filed it yet, but it's coming. New York City, meanwhile, is offering free abortion pills. Isn't that wonderful? Another way to shrink our population. Gee, I wonder who's going to take the abortion pill. Sheila Jackson Lee, don't you wish your mommy would have taken one? Yeah, I'll bet we don't have to hear this black supremacy going on now, do we? This bill. Seriously, Jonathan Turley even came out. It's called Leading Against White Supremacy Act of 2023. Oh, you thought I was kidding? No, she really putting it out there. Turley says it's so flagrantly unconstitutional on so many levels, from free speech to vagueness, it's actually impressive. Oh my. This is the commentary we get. It's impressive. It's impressive. It shows us what a douche she is. White supremacist ideology and antagonism based on replacement theory or hate speech that vilifies or is otherwise directed against any non-white person or group, you need to go to jail. You see the lunacy in Washington now? And this woman keeps getting reelected to Congress. Oh, my God. What is wrong with this situation? Chance, have you figured it out yet?
Hello. Good morning, Dave Meister. I can't figure anything out anymore, let me tell you. You know, I keep hearing this phrase, they're letting the cat out of the bag. They're not letting the cat out of the bag, Dave. They know people aren't going to do anything. Look, yeah. They're still sitting in jail, the January 6th people. If you were me thrown in, we would still be sitting in there. Let's face it, most people can't even decide what they want to have for, they get together, they can't even decide what they want to have for lunch. Look at the vaccines. People dropping dead left and right. Young, middle age, old. And what do? They keep pushing the vaccines. See, Dave, they know people aren't going to do crap. They're going to sit around. They're going to complain. This is why, you know, like I said, you get people together. Sure, they could talk and talk and talk until they're blue in the face. But they can't even decide what the hell they want to have for lunch. I mean,
sad,
it's so
isn't
discouraging.
It?
Yeah, I mean, it's so damn discouraging that I don't even like talking about it anymore. I'll be honest with you, I have to get away from the news for a while because I keep hearing these phrases, and they mean, well, yeah, they're letting the cat out of the bag. I laugh when I hear this.
I know, and I use cat out of the bag, too. Well, see, the thing is they unzip their fly. How about that cliche? We haven't used that in a while. They unzip their fly. How about that one? That's a good cliche.
Yeah.
They pull an Anthony Weiner on the country.
You might as well put it that way, right? But letting the cat out of the bag, I mean, that gives the impression that, hey, they're giving people clues and people are going to do something. What a bunch of not. People aren't going to do nothing. People don't do anything until their ox is gored. I mean, that's just human nature, unfortunately.
I know. Yeah, it is. That is the way it is. Until their ox gets gored, they don't do anything. And see, I hate to bring. I don't want to bring the battle to the doorstep. But you're right about that. People don't react until they're personally confronted.
Well, see, this is their attitude. You could take things from my neighbor. I don't care as long as you don't take mine.
This is a NIMBY attitude.
Yeah, this is the attitude that prevails. This is why, you know, everybody's got to pick their own. Here they go with the children, right? It's a shame what they're doing with the children. But you know what? It's not my damn battle. I'm not a parent. Where the hell are these parents? That's their battle. We all all got our individual battles. And like I said, if it was me or you that got locked up January 6th, we'd still be in there. I mean, unfortunately, that's just reality. And with that, you have a great day now, Dave.
You too, Chance. Thank you much. We appreciate your input. And see, folks, you see the attitude that's going on right now. Chance just expressed it, the apathy. Because we, the people, sit around pissed off and we're like, well, they stole the election, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit on my butt and I'm not going to contribute and I'm not going to do anything for the economy and I'm not going to. It's a broken record. Just skips over and over in the brain. Been programmed. I don't care if I have to live in a 15-minute bubble. I don't care. NIMBY. Not in my backyard. Yeah, see, as long as it doesn't directly affect the American consumer, but when it starts, that's when the complaints go. You see, and there's 80 million voters out there that are very, very disgruntled right now, and their broken record won't stop. It's still skipping in their brain. What happened in November of 2020? They're not going to shake that loose. Sorry, that record is still skipping. It's playing the same thing over and over again. And the Pentagon, by the way, has neglected to address its inability to keep track of at least $220 billion in equipment they provided to government contractors. Who absconded with that? $220 billion. Would that all go over to Ukraine? Do we know? I mean, seriously. You know, where's the money? Where is it going? Is it going into concentration camps? They're going to serve Schwab kebabs. How's that going to work? All these people in Davos, man, I know. Everybody would just love to see him drop a nuke in on that place, wouldn't they? And just get rid of them. Wipe them all out. We don't need them. Nah, they all want to just sit around and just whine about their problems and whine about the thing in the world. And in their own delusional little minds, they want to sit there and figure out ways to control us. Bioweapons. That's only one aspect of what they got in mind. And then you have Senator Biden talking about trying to come and take your guns. Wow. That's the last thing I would be talking about on Martin Luther King Jr. birthday. The last thing. And then you got Sheila Jackson Lee attacking white supremacists. Wow. I feel for my black brothers out there. I got a lot of them. They're black. They tell me they're black. I'm black. Black is beautiful. Black is proud. Yeah. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, see, I mean, this is what they're doing. And see, they're trying to alienate us, and I'm not falling for that crap. I'm just not. I got a lot of black friends. And I love them and respect them. You know, hey, Larry Elder, say hi. You see, you're smart. You know what's going on. You actually got a law license, Larry. You know what's going on. I contributed to your campaign. That's how much I love you and believe in what you're saying. We have all these people out there that are conservative, and they understand God. They understand the value of the Bible and what you need to do. Sherry in Kansas, we still have some time. What's up?
Yes. I heard someone play a clip from Glenn Beck explaining how this eco carbon footprint is going to affect trade relations and essentially your job. Is that something that your guest is going to address?
Well, you know what? Sherry, I'll tell you what, because Curtis and Dr. Michael are very good on this thing. Curtis is talking about deep state. I would love it if you would call back in the next hour and ask him that question directly. I really would. See what he knows. Because I mean, that's a good guess, and I appreciate that. Great question. You see, now you've got all these people out there, folks. You got these people out there that are thinking outside the box. You see, that's critical thinking. That's our listener base out there, folks. This is what they're doing. Wholesale prices drop below expectations, but food costs are skyrocketing. And you see, here's what the World Economic Forum is all sitting there pandering about: the food crisis. We have a panic crisis now. We all need to have more Schwab kebabs. Yeah, the food crisis is caused by them, by this green agenda. Did you know that the state of Wyoming has now passed legislation banning electric vehicles by 2035. See, one state is going, you know what? This ain't happening. Elon's sudden acceleration strikes again. A Tesla smashed into a Vancouver ferry ramp and broke in half. And you just paid how many thousands, tens of thousands of dollars for what? Yeah, cops are investigating. Tesla reportedly suddenly accelerating and smashing into a dock, into a ferry ramp, and breaking in half. Wow. And TikTok, look what it's done. See, they're brainwashing our kids. That's Tim was right. They're coming for your kids. Here we have a 12-year-old girl in Argentina who goes and she was found hanged because of a challenge that TikTok was promoting. You know, like eat the Tide Pods. Wow. Yeah, let's eat as many Tide Pods as you can to see if it makes you sick. And now you're burying your child because nobody bothered to come out and tell the little boy or little girl, please don't put a rope around your neck and try to pass out. Do it until you pass out. This is all these people out there that are not educating your kids, and they do something like this? Like Jackass, that TV series? Why do you think they put that out there? So your kids, and they go, do not try this at home in small print. Oh, no. They want your child to try it at home. They want your child to put a trike up on the roof and go sailing off on a ramp. Oh, yeah, we built this little ramp, and we're going to go sailing down the ramp off the roof, off a two-story house with our tricycle, and next thing you know, they're dead on the ground. Oh, sorry, that's on you. You're a parent. You're not paying attention. Chance even brought that up. It's on the parents. Man, if you're not going to teach your kid the way they should go, this is what happens. This is what you get. You get stupid children that go out and do stupid things, and some of them can't live to regret it. They're not going to. And you wonder why all of this is happening? Because we turned our back on God. The parents aren't paying attention. They worship DC rather than worshiping the Almighty. Now, I talked about Paratrex and the harmful organisms cleanse. Oh, yeah, you get 10% off of Paratrex. And also, we've got organic plant-based zinc. Of all the 59 trace elements, zinc participates in every activity of the human body, even though it's a trace mineral. Body only needs small amounts. It's required for almost 100 enzymes to carry out vital chemical reactions in the body. And calcium orotate. We have that vegan safe calcium and magnesium at the Power Mall. 10% off of what I just said. I got to give everybody a deal. I just feel generous today. 877-817-9829 is the Power Mall number. You can dial in on thepowermall.com and go shop there. You see, they were talking about one of our callers, I think it was Tim, talking about, you know, not eating the food in Fukushima. Well, eating just one locally caught freshwater fish could be the equivalent to drinking water that's highly contaminated with forever chemicals. Oh, yeah. PFAS. Remember that? That's a recent study. It's come out. All these freshwater fish, and you eat them? Yeah. Might have adverse effects on immune function. Now, is your local stocked pond, you see, this is why people, if you were smart, you'd be looking for property with a spring-fed pond because the water stays spring-fed, hadn't been contaminated yet. At least check it. Because anything that is in that pond that is stocked is probably healthy to eat. Doesn't have PFASs in them. Unless your groundwater is totally polluted, that would be a problem. Certain parts of the country have polluted groundwater, and you got to check your water sources. Make a note. Check water source. All right. Numerous electric vehicle charging stations have been rendered useless as thieves discover a new way to cash in. Yes, Seattle electric vehicle users are experiencing yet another problem with EVs, but yet they're all woke out there and they think it's all about climate change. Yep, other big cities are probably going to see this too. And users in Seattle have discovered that public charging stations broken open and missing copper wiring, which has been ripped out by metals thieves. Yeah, this is what you're wondering. Wait a minute, I can't charge my car. How's that happening? Well, it's happening because they decided, hey, guess what's inside of these charging stations? Copper! Let's go cash in and take it to the recycling plant and get money to buy more drugs so we can sit on the street homeless and shoot up. How about that? You see what a mess they've made? because they just let all these people do whatever they want. And then we have Make Sunsets. Ever heard of them? They're a startup company with primary offices in Mexico. Yeah, they claimed, they said they've actually gone public. They've released two balloons with sulfur particles in them in April of last year, which they hope exploded and released the particles into the stratosphere. Yeah, Make Sunsets. Let's control the climate. See, Dane Wigington was right about what they're trying to pull here. And we still sit there and, yeah, wow. Now we can complain. Will it do any good? I don't know. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we've got an article here that you really need to pay attention to. Indoor garden, 12 reasons to grow organic food indoors. You got a source of sunlight. Hey, what an idea. Florida room? That's what they call those little areas there that allow a lot of light in that you can sit out there and have coffee in the morning. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Curtis Bowers will be joining us. At least we hope so. After the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregano Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.